So as we were just discussing, the National Cabinet, which has shown such considerable unity throughout this pandemic crisis, has had one real point of tension, and that's been schools, whether they should open up for face-to-face lessons. While Federal Education Minister Dan Tehan backed down from the furious comments he made about the Premier, Daniel Andrews, yesterday, the Minister does stand by his views that schools are safe to reopen, and that's backed by the Commonwealth Chief Medical Officer, Brendan Murphy.
Our advice is that transmission between children in schools is not well established, and in fact there's increasing data that it is uncommon, particularly now data from Europe in the New South Wales Health study. We think that children are not high transmitters of this virus in the school environment.
That's Commonwealth Chief Medical Officer Brendan Murphy. Australia isn't the only state, though, so far refusing to reopen its schools. In Queensland, only vulnerable students or those whose parents are essential workers can go to the classroom. Queensland's Deputy Premier is Jackie Trad. She's also the Treasurer of that state. Treasurer, welcome back to Breakfast.
Good morning, Fran, and good morning to your listeners.
Just on schools first, the Commonwealth continues to say schools are safe, as we just heard, yet Queensland schools aren't looking to reopen for at least 3 more weeks. Why is your state going against the advice from the Commonwealth's Chief Medical Officer?
Fran, here in Queensland, the Premier and the Education Minister, Grace Grace, have made it clear that the Queensland state schools and Queensland schools would be shut for the first 5 weeks of the second term. Those schools would be open for children of essential workers and those who had no other option except to send kids to school. And that decision will be revisited. But we act in accordance with the health advice. The key principles that were published by the National Cabinet are being adhered to here in Queensland.
But you say that you're acting on the health advice. We just heard the Chief Medical Officer saying that the panel of health experts, the state medical officers, are all agreed that the risk of transmission in schools is uncommon. So is it the health advice about transmission at schools, or, as we were speaking to Norman Swan about earlier, is the health advice that the fewer people are moving around the community at this time, therefore teachers going to school, parents dropping kids at classrooms, is that the driver of this decision in Queensland?
Well, there's no doubt, Fran, that the community has responded to all of the movement restrictions really well. That's why we have smashed the curve. So we have all acted incredibly responsively to what has been in the national interest, and that includes movements to and from school. What we have saw in Victoria only yesterday was a principal test positive for coronavirus, and that whole school has had to be closed. So as the health authorities are saying, we have not overcome this virus. We have not eliminated this virus. And how we open up our community again, including schools, which is essential, we all acknowledge that. And we all acknowledge the difficulty that homeschooling is placing on families, on parents. My children themselves are learning from home. It's an enormous challenge, Fran. We understand that. But we have to act in accordance with the best possible advice when it comes to continuing to smash the curve.
Yesterday, there were only 53 confirmed active cases in Queensland, I think, in total, 46 of them in the state's southeast corner. So a massive part of your state has almost no cases. Could you keep schools closed in the southeast but open them elsewhere?
Well, there's no doubt that one of the blessings here in Queensland has been our highly decentralised population, and that has helped us contain the virus. It has been particularly useful in remote Indigenous communities as well. We have not had a positive case in those communities, which is terrific. So what we will be doing is we will be looking at the best, most efficient way of opening up our economy. We all want life to get back to normal. That includes people going back into their businesses, into their jobs. But we have to do it guided by the best possible health advice. And that includes, and that's whether you're living in southeast Queensland or in the regions.
You're listening to RM Breakfast. It's 4 minutes to 8. Our guest is Queensland's Treasurer, Jackie Trad. Turning to the economy, Treasurer, New South Wales and Victoria too, I understand, have signalled their willingness to abolish stamp duty on property transactions to bolster the housing market and the state's economy. Queensland's stamp duty is applied at a lower rate than those bigger states, but economists say stamp duty is a bad tax because it stops people buying and selling and moving to take up new job opportunities. Are you considering scrapping it?
I am very aware that New South Wales and Victoria are starting this very big, ambitious tax reform agenda. But I have to say that right now we are not looking at similar moves here in Queensland. But I wish Victoria and New South Wales well. I know that the ACT has moved in that direction themselves.
So why aren't you considering it?
Well, Fran, right now we have got to focus on making sure that we are reopening our economy as best as we can. And Queensland just this weekend has opened up retail, non-essential retail, for the first time since the massive lockdown. So we are already ahead of the pack when it comes to opening up non-essential retail, and people have been out and about adhering to the rules, but also spending money in the economy, which is critical and important going forward. So our focus right now is on making sure that we are implementing the best health advice and opening up our economy as best as we can.
But in terms of opening up your economy, are you opening up your tax structure? Are you considering any tax reforms to get the economy firing again?
Well, friend, we have an election in October this year. We think that any reform is quite frankly something that needs to be considered later on down the track. We, of course, are very happy to participate in a conversation at a national level. We welcome, you know, collaboration that has come through this unprecedented event, and we should mirror that. Like, I have been attending meetings with other state treasurers and the national treasurer, the Commonwealth treasurer, Josh Frydenberg, and working in the national interest. And I'd like to see that continue once we have gotten on top of the coronavirus.
Okay. Given there is an election pending, does that have anything to do with the statement that you'd be willing to increase Queensland's debt to stave off further economic damage? I mean, the state burden in Queensland is forecast to reach more than $90 billion by 2023. Are you looking, what kind of further spending are you looking at?
Well, Fran, I think everyone in Australia understands that it's time for government right now to step up. We have seen our economy take a really big hit. We know that businesses are doing it tough, and right now is the time for governments to step up and keep businesses afloat and keep people in work. I mean, that's why we have a $130 billion JobKeeper system program here in Australia. That is to keep Australians off the dole queue and connected to work. So now is the time for governments to step up.
Jackie Trad, thank you very much for joining us.
Thanks, Fran.
Jackie Trad is Queensland Deputy Premier and Treasurer. You're listening to RM Breakfast.